On a tune that was written by the Shakers. This was actually a hymn. It's not, it doesn't seem like a traditional hymn. It's very simple, and I think it expresses what most all of us feel about the land we live in, the beauty of it, the simplicity of the things that we've known as American, the rustic feeling. It's called Simple Gifts.
There's a doctor in the been talking all about Phil down at the motel, one motel, and hurt herself. And if there's a doctor in the crowd, and if you come down very quickly, Mr. Coffin would take you over to her. If there's a doctor in the house. This afternoon, she was just overwhelmed with the beauty of the program taking place here in this sacred park, sacred to the memory of her uncle Stevie. And I know that Evelyn would want us to go right on with this beautiful program. So if today's brother will come up to the platform, today's brother from West Palm Beach, we'll gladly welcome you.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. It's a pleasure to be here. We came a long way. It's also a pleasure to follow Bob Beers and his family, who I'm sure everybody saw on the Today Show a few months ago. We would like to play a little bluegrass for you. And if you don't know what bluegrass is, why, we'll show you right now.
Thank you.
We just broke a string on our fiddle. So we're going to sing, we had to take one. We had a couple of real nice fiddle tunes that we wanted to play. We wanted to play the Mockingbird for you, and I wish there was some way that we could come along and play a little later. And we wanted to play the Orange Blossom Special, which we always play up here. But we can't do it until we go back in the back and fit another string onto the fiddle. So I think probably what we'll do, if Cousin Thelma will let us.
Well, let's do that very thing. Then bring
all right.
The knees and come again.
Thank you very much.
And the Wiggum sisters will come right forward in the head. It's very good.
Nothing. for our last song, and I guess it will be our last song, we'd like to sing a song. It's called The Cat Came Back, and it's about an old man that had a yellow cat, and he didn't want to keep it. And no matter how mean he was to this poor little defenseless cat, he always came back, and it's called The Cat Came Back. Well, old Mr. Johnson had troubles all his own. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave home. Tried everything he could to make the cat to stay away. Even took him up to Canada and told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought it was a goner, but the kitty came back because he wouldn't stay away. Well, a farmer on the corner said he'd shoot him on sight, so he loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. Well, the explosion that was heard all over the town, little pieces of the man were all that they found. But the cat came back the very next day, thought it was a goner, but the kitty came back because he wouldn't stay away. Well, he gave the boy a dollar for to set the cat afloat, and he put him in the sack in the bottom of a boat. Well, the fishing was fine till the news got around that the boat was missing and the boy was drowned. But the cat came back the very next day, thought it was a goner, but the kitty came back cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, they took him to the shop where the meat was ground, and they chopped and they put him in the hopper when the butcher went around. Well, the cat disappeared with a blood curling shriek, and the town's meat tasted for a week, but the cat came back the very next day. Thought it was a goner, but the kitty came back because he wouldn't stay away. Well, they took him to the Cape and they put him in a place in a U.S. rocket going way out in space. When they finally felt the cat was out of human reach, the next day they got a call from Miami Beach, and the cat came back the very next day. It was a goner, but the kitty came back because he wouldn't stay away.
Met the woman at the well.
Civil War song. But anyhow, it's an old bluegrass tune called Two Little Boys.
Two little boys had two little toys. Years have passed.
the head of the fiddle string, let's welcome Jim DeLuise.
Well, I'm going to do a sing-along song. I'd like for everyone to join me on this. This is an unusual sing-along song. It's the 1920s blues called "The Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me." And this is the way we'll work it. I'll sing my part first, and then I'll sing your part for you. And then we'll both do the whole thing together, okay? Here it goes.
There are blues that you get from loneliness, and there are blues that you get from pain, and there are blues when you are lonely, for you one and only, the blues you can never explain. And there are blues that you get from crying, oh, but the meanest blues that be. Well, there's the blues you get from women when you see them going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself. The blues that start to flicker when you've had a bunch of liquor and somebody goes and takes it off the shelf. The blues you get from standing on the dock and you're wondering if the boat's gonna rock. Well, the blues you keep getting in the taxi cab sitting every time you see the meter jump a buck. And there's the blues you get from crying when your uncle both are dying and you afterwards forget you're in his will. And the blues you get from kisses when you're walking with your missus and another lady shouts, but to kind of make it hot, to make you really shake and shiver, to kind of make you want to end it all in the river, that the blues my own is, sweet egg is to me. Got it. There are blues that you get from loneliness, and there are blues that you get from pain. And the robbers when you are lonely, for you one and only, the blues you can never explain. And there are blues that you keep from crying, but the meanest friend, the meanest blues of these. That's the very meanest time that the blues have got on my mind. The blues my naughty sweet egg is to me. You're ready, here we go now. Well, there's a blue gift when we see blues women have got bed to sell. Blue start from the wind, powder my children, but it's take off your nose. Well, but you get dinner on the dock, anyone in this blues gonna rock. Well, you keep getting in task cabs, sitting every time, see the big jungle. There's blue gift when you're all close down, yeah, blue gift when you will. And blue gift kid when you walk, when you miss another chef, I will. But kind of make hot, make rich, and give her, kind of make one in it all in the rest. Blue man all day, sweet again, blue man all day, sweet again. Blue man all day, sweet again, sweet.
Do a song about planned obsolescence. Planned obsolescence. That's when you're in your car on your way to White Springs and you're going down that last long hill over there and your brakes go out. And you know that suddenly you realize that that's supposed to happen because it was only made the last 6 months and it's, you know, 6 months and one day today. And so you go smashing into the mineral salt over there. And this song is about planned obsolescence. It was written, well, the song is dedicated to the plastics industry for having invented a wonderful substance which can be molded and folded and all that jazz into any shape or form. The song is called Plastic, and it's written by a good friend of mine named Gus Saranrat. Name's really Harcourt.
Well, if the out of plastic. Everything you say is made out of plastic, made out of icky sticky goo. Well, the city streets are made out of plastic, bedtime sheets are made out of plastic, Shelley and Keats are made out of plastic, I think books are plastic too. Artificial hearts are made out of plastic, the kids' go-karts are made out of plastic, even car parts are made out of plastic, I think we're everybody's plastic too. Well, if what you have heard you think is absurd, listen to what I say. You can sing this song, but you can't go long, cause you make things happen, happen your way. Lord Johnson's wax is made out of plastic, Paul Bunyan's axe is made out of plastic, income tax is made out of plastic, cigarettes are plastic too, and schools and rules are made out of plastic, hammers and tools are made out of plastic, saints and fools are made out of plastic, the Beatles are plastic too. Now the plastic man in the comic books who came from a plastic pad, he stretched himself all over the place, I think he must have knew where it was at. Well, no matter how it seems, it's made out of plastic, nightmares and dreams are made out of plastic, left and right extremes are made out of plastic, conservatives and liberals too. Well, you can sing a song cause it's made out of plastic, it won't last long cause it's made out of plastic. Bobby Dylan's tongue is made out of plastic, everybody's tongue is made out of plastic, and I'm singing this song to you, so I guess that I'm a plastic man
Sorry we have to follow Jim Ballou. He was so good. We fixed our fiddle string. We tied an old worn-out banjo string on it. We're going to see how it works. It's a fiddle tune called Uncle Herm's Hornpipe. Special that we always play up here, but there's one that Grady plays that I think you might like even better than that. It's an old-time fiddle tune called Listen to the Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
called Dixie Breakdown. Straight from Nashville. In fact, it's named after Nashville. It's called Nashville Blues.
I got them blues, them Nashville blues. I got them blues, them Nashville blues. Ain't got no hat, ain't got no shoes. The people here, they treat me fine. The people here, they treat me fine. They give me beer and they give me wine. I'm going back to Arkansas. I'm going back to Arkansas. Gonna stay right there with my ma and pa. I got them blues and Nashville blues. I got them blues. Ain't got no hat, ain't got no shoes. The people here, they treat me fine. The people here, they treat me fine. They give me beer and they give me wine. I got them blues, them Nashville blues. I got them blues. Ain't got no hat, ain't got no shoes. Ain't got no hat, ain't got no shoes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song is an original version, actually, of an American song that you know by the name of Johnny Comes Marching Home. It's the Irish version, and it's simply called Johnny.
And rums and guns alone. We're guns and rums and rums and guns alone. We're guns and rums and rums and guns. The enemy will be soon. My Johnny lad, you do look bad. Johnny, it's glad I am to see you home. Glad I am to see your home at all. It's glad I am to see your home from the island of Ceylon. So low in flesh, so high in call, a Johnny Island. Where are your legs that used to run alone? Where by your legs that used to run not all. What are your legs that used to run when first you went to carry a gun? You know your dancing days are done. Your eyes that were so mild ago, we draw your eyes that were so mild ago. Where are your eyes that were so mild when first my heart you did beguile? Why did you run from me and the child of Johnny on? You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, or a bone. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. You're a hopeless shell of a man on a peg, and you'll have to be put with your ball of peg, Johnny.
this song is about a train. It's called the New River Train.
Riding on that New River train, the same old train that brought me here, gonna take me away again. Darling, you can't love five. Darling, you can't love five. You can't love five and still be alive. Darling, you can't love five. Darling, you can't love four. Darling, you can't love four. You can't love four and love me anymore. Darling, you can't love for it. Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love three. You can't love three and still have me. Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love two. Darling, you can't love two. You can't love two and still be true. Darling, you can't love two.
Break it out.
Darling, you can't love one. Darling, you can't love one. You can't love one and have any fun. Darling, you can't love one. Riding on that New River train. Riding on that New River train. Same old train that brought me here. Gonna take me away again. Take me away again. Gonna take me away again. Gonna take me away again.
That was a fine bunch that was just up here, and we'd like to slow paces down just a little bit, get a little bit morbid maybe, and see just exactly what's going to happen. The song we're about to do, by the way, is an idiom of Pretty Polly. The polite synonym is the boyfriend had her in the family way, and he didn't want to do the right thing about it, so he killed her, and this is the way it goes.
Oh, Polly, pretty Polly, over yonder she stands. Polly, pretty Polly, over yonder she stands. With rings on her fingers, her lily white hands. Now, Polly,
He threw the dirt over her and turned to go and left nothing behind but the wild birds to burn. Now Polly, pretty Polly, over yonder she lay. Polly, pretty Polly, over yonder she lay. She's no longer going to be
a very dignified dobro player. He uses a flat pick, by the way. We'd like to bring him up right now on a number that he wrote himself. It's called Running Wild. Be back in just a minute. I know you enjoyed that real fine tune. We're going to do one together, I hope. Right now, we'd like to speed things up and kind of liven the crowd a little bit. It's getting late in the evening. We'd like to sing a little song about a man that he was out. The law was out after him, by the way. It's called John Hardy.
Thank you.